Thanks for being here. My name is Dan Phillips, and I am going to talk to you today about a project of mine that I've been working on for a few years. And I've got to say, I'm pretty excited to see this room so full at 9 a.m. the day after all the parties. That's pretty incredible. So first thing, I'm going to start off just with a quick demo, just to kick things off, and then I'll move into the talk. Right. So, everyone here has used WebAssembly? Yeah? Yeah, for the most part? Okay, good. How about Docker? Everyone use Docker? Yeah, of course. Okay, good. Okay, so I have this project called Boxer, yeah? And there's a Box CLI. I'm just going to kind of walk you through a quick example of what this can do, and you might see what it looks like, how familiar it is to you. Cool. So with Boxer, what you can do is you can take a Docker file, okay, a Docker file like this. This just runs a simple C program. That C program is this one, perfect for a demo. Prints 100 lines, and it uses something from the standard library. This is very important. So just to show you what this can do here, we'll do box build. Dockerfile. We'll do a box ls. You'll notice that this is a little big for that file that I showed you, but we'll get into that in just a second. And then we'll do box run. And then here's the real kicker. We'll do box run. And the same exact thing runs here. Right? And how is that possible? That's possible because it's running the same thing in both environments, right? The what was just executed was a container definition, but all in WebAssembly, right? So I'm going to talk about this project, and I'm going to sort of talk about WebAssembly broadly. I feel like this room, I don't need a ton of explanation, but I'll kind of just go through it quickly. But quickly about me. My name is Dan Phillips. I work at a company called Loophole Labs. We do a lot of different things, some WASM stuff, but also we do some interesting tech like live VM migration with no downtime, things like that. I work on this project called Architect, architect.run. You should check it out. It's very cool, unrelated to this talk. On the internet, I'm mostly dphilla, d_philla, on Twitter, X, whatever, and then LinkedIn, GitHub. And I also run the WASM Chicago Research Group. It's a systems engineering group where we meet, read about things, and we have talks and stuff. So if you're ever in Chicago, please let me know. So what is WebAssembly? I'm just going to go through this quickly. Like I said, most people in this room don't need this introduction, but just from the spec itself, WebAssembly is a safe, portable, low-level execution format, which is designed for efficient execution and compact representation. Safe, sandboxed, it makes certain assumptions about security, and then no assumptions about languages or host. Virtual CPU is the best way to think about it, right? Which can mean many things, but in this case, it just means a compilation target. It's a virtual ISA. It uses a bytecode binary format. It's an abstract stack machine. Yep. And what does that really mean? It's just another architecture, so which is sort of the thrust of this talk. And because it's another architecture, we have to treat it like a compilation target, but there are some key differences, which is that it's virtualized. It needs a runtime, but that does not necessarily mean it needs to be interpreted. It means you can also do things like AOT and JIT in certain cases. And it's universal, right? So most people outside of this room and other places, when they hear about WASM, they usually say, oh, no, I don't do very much front-end stuff. Right, and the interesting thing there is that because it started off as a sandbox execution in a sandbox execution environment, and it makes no assumption about languages or host, it has things like extremely fast cold start times in the nano to microseconds, which depends on the size, and it's a universal compilation target. There's really nothing in the spec about WASM being related to the web or really being assembly, which is kind of a joke in the WASM community. So then sort of comes in server-side WASM. I like to think of this as cloud infrastructure's penicillin moment, where they saw these attributes of this technology and they could squint and say, that's interesting, that could be used in many other places, right? Some people think of it like this, this sort of progression. We'll see if this is necessarily true, and if this has so far been borne out. It's smaller, safer, faster, and much more universal. Faster having an asterisk because many people say, well, it has a runtime, so it therefore must be slower than native. That may or may not be true in most cases, but when it comes to things like startup times, it can be much, much faster. I hate to use this quote again, but I feel like it's required. This is the founder of Docker talking about this about 5 years ago. This got a lot of VCs very excited back in 2019. And it's an interesting quote. He's since sort of walked it back, saying he didn't mean that it would replace Docker. He just means that this was a technology that could have done many things back in the early days of LXC and containers. So, Boxer. One of the most important things that I think is missing in the WebAssembly community now is a developer experience that correctly abstracts away implementation details. I don't think that, and I think many people would agree, I don't think that we've quite found the right primitive for using WASM. So this is a sort of, and when I say for using WASM, I mean as a general purpose compute target. Right? There are many, many different ways that people are using it. At my company, we built a thing called Scale, scale.sh, which is a plugin framework. Back here, we've got my friend Eduardo from Dylib, and they have an awesome plugin framework also. It's been really good in this sort of like polyglot plugin space. But as far as general purpose compute, there's no reason that it can't be a general purpose a compute target, much to many people's disagreements, and B, there's just not the correct tooling or abstractions yet. So Boxer kind of takes a first look at this. So Boxer takes your program, we start with a Docker definition, and then it builds a box. You can call it a WASM box if you'd like. Very similar to what you can think about in a container is we have a base layer. We have a virtualized file system and system layer code. We have a compiled runtime. And then we have user source code, right? Most importantly, the only way that these different layers can talk to each other are through the process of imports and exports, which is fundamental to WASM modules and the separation of concerns, right? So how does it do this? So there's quite a bit at the lower level, but basically one thing that we think about with POSIX and with certain standards is interfaces. So Boxer provides these interfaces, libc-like syscall interfaces, and that creates the first layer, right? And that's sort of this from step here. You can do the same thing by, so once we have the virtualized file system set up, you can basically do exactly what you would do in a Docker container, where you bring in certain data and it brings it into the guest. You can set the working directory and you can set the command. So the WASM VFS, this is sort of the bedrock of all of this, because for anyone who's done work with POSIX, you understand that everything is a file, even though everything is not quite a file. It's good to start with a file system so you can have things like file descriptors. So the WASM VFS is sort of the bedrock of this. It's written in Rust, so obviously it's incredible. It implements all of the syscalls that you would find in a POSIX compliant file system, almost full POSIX semantics. Some key differences, though, is some things like syncing, flushing, locking that you would find in normal file systems are a little different because of WASM's single-threaded nature by default, and a couple different architecture patterns. Right. So if you see here, see this project, you can see all of the standard exposed file system operations here. Right. So What that means is, if that's our base layer, we have a couple caveats. This whole project has just been me working on this by myself, right? So take that as you may. The POSIX surface area, we've reached about 70%. And that means that we have implemented every single libc call that is promised to be in POSIX, every single interface, with about 30% left. Networking. So this is the interesting part. Networking in a Boxer box, a WASM box, does work. You can do networking through relays on the host. And in a distributed environment, you can do things like edge networking, where you can specify where the networking relay will be sent through. So how that works could be an entirely different talk. So I'm not going to get into the details now. But if you want to talk about it, I would love to talk to you about it after. OK, the lower layers. The way that this all works and the way that we can make this POSIX compatibility available is with a project called Marcotte.